and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Expendables, aka The Expendables 4. Just got out of the theater, watched it, and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, like I said, this is the fourth film of the Expendables series, and it basically is like the first three Expendables. It is, the plot's pretty much the same. You have a global threat that is befalling the world, and the Expendables crew have to go and save the world yet again, with a cast of characters that are both returning as well as some new characters that are thrown in, and that's really the premise of the film. This is the first Expendables film that I actually have seen in the theater. The first three films were pre-MoviePass and pre-AMC A-List, and so I watched those on rental. I think it was when I still had Netflix DVD was how I saw the first three films. And I like the series because it's dumb, fun. I mean, really, that's what it is. And it has all the action heroes that I grew up with and loved. And so it's a series that's it's dumb fun. And so I was interested in seeing it in the theater this time around. And really had no expectations other than it's just going to be a dumb, fun film. And that's what it was. It's, you know, the plot of the film, essentially, you know, to describe the plot in a non-spoilery, you know, way is somebody who is a threat from Barney's past, Barney being Sylvester Stallone, is trying to, again, like I said, cause global terror and threat to the world. And so they have a mission to try and stop that. But it goes south, and Christmas, who's Jason Statham, is having to not only kind of save the world, essentially, but to kind of right the wrong that's taken place as far as, you know, what's happened to Barney. And, you know, like I said, it's not a, you know, deeply thought out narrative, but for an action film, it works. It for lack of a better term, it plays the hits. It knows what it is. It plays those hits very well. The action sequences are, I thought, were pretty well done. There were probably a couple of scenes where you can see the CGI or the green screen elements to it, but they're not there long enough that it completely takes you out of it. But the most part, the action sequences are really good. The cast is kind of what makes this film. Obviously, you have the returning characters and actors like Stallone and Statham and Dolph Lundgren and Randy Couture, as well as new characters and new actors. Personally, my favorite out of the new group is Curtis Jackson, aka 50 Cent. I loved him in this film. He fits the group so well. Like, he just seamlessly came in, and his, I think he's ex Special Forces is his character. I think his character's name's Easy. But he just has a charm and a wit about him, and he has some really cool fight sequences too. So really, he's probably my favorite out of the new group. I liked Megan Fox, Gina. I thought that she held her own against Statham, as far as kind of being the lead group of the Expendables while Barney is out. I thought they had good chemistry and worked together well. Really, I liked Tony Jaa. He's kind of the bad guy, the heel, or one of them here in this film. He's very underrated as far as actors go. Action, as far as in the West, really cool that he got to kind of have his moment as far as like being spotlighted, and really enjoyed his work. I hope that he gets more of this kind of work in major Hollywood blockbuster kind of films, because he's really good. He's a really good actor, and he's a really good action star. And so really enjoyed his work. And then Andy Garcia, he's Andy Garcia. Like in any film that he's in, he's what you expect. And so, so the cast was really good. Like I said, plot is what it is. It's a dumb film, but it's a dumb fun film. Like if you know what the Expendables are, then you're going to enjoy this film. I think it doesn't deviate from the playbook as far as what the first three were. It runs the same plays. It executes the same way. It is a Expendables film. Now, I don't know if they're going to make any more of these. I feel like that this film almost feels like a send-off, but also it can continue on. It almost reminded me of Bad Boys for Life, in that there is a way that they could write it as this is the end of the series, or it can be a way as to continue on with it if they wanted to. So I feel like the ending of it was satisfactory in that sense, in that, if they want to end it, it's great. It goes off on a good note. But if they want to continue on, I think there's enough there that they can continue on with it, with a new group or the same group, or kind of like how this one is a mixture of the two. But overall, it is what it is. It's very much an Expendables film. If you like the first three, you're going to like this one. If you like dumb action films, then you'll enjoy this. But if you're pretty much, you know what you expect going into this film. And I appreciate films that understand that and don't try to subvert your expectations and don't try to go against the grain of that as far as in their own series. If they know what they are and they go with that, then I appreciate that. And so that's what this film is. Expendables is the Expendables, plain and simple. And so that's my thoughts on Expendables, aka the Expendables 4. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and share your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast. Like the page, hit that follow button, and share your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on wherever it is that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcast, just search out Screen Nerds Podcast, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around. Let others know about the Screen Nerds Podcast so that they can join in on the community as well. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.